In CI News this week, MPs launch a serious assault on the sanctity of human life as they vote to axe end-of-life protections and decriminalise abortion up to birth. The Office for Students emphasises that free speech in universities must not be unduly restricted, and an original copy of the first Welsh translation of the Bible goes on public display. Hello and welcome to CI News on the 20th of June. I'm Jenny Olsen. Kim Leadbeater's assisted suicide bill for England and Wales has been voted through the House of Commons despite passionate opposition exposing its lack of protections for the most vulnerable.
Honourable friends have a real choice, but when that first 18, 19-year-old, when that first individual goes and asks for this, it will be we who made that decision. It will be on our consciences, and it will be a decision that has fundamentally changed the relationship between the individual and the state in a way that can never be reversed.
As I've watched the bill progress, the absence of disabled people's voices has been astonishing. They have wanted to engage. Indeed, they have been crying out to be included, yet the engagement has been negligible. I believe that only one disabled people's organisation was given the opportunity to provide evidence to the committee.
When the Royal College of Psychiatrists and the Royal College of Physicians, who are both officially neutral on assisted dying, have said plainly they cannot support this bill, not least on the most fundamental principle of mental capacity, which sits at the very heart of this bill, I say to colleagues across the House, it is not too late to think again.
Demonstrators from both sides of the debate travelled to Westminster to make their voices heard ahead of the vote, in which MPs voted in favour of legalising the practice by 314 votes to 291. The Institute's Head of Policy and Research, Dave Greatorex, said the CI would continue to oppose the bill as it progresses to the House of Lords.
This is a tragic indictment of the disregard that so many in the House of Commons have for the most vulnerable in our society. It's an incredibly sad day. But the fight does go on. Even though MPs have approved it, there's a long way to go before the bill can actually become law. We can expect it to face far more robust scrutiny in the House of Lords, where debate isn't cut short in the same way as it is in the Commons. And we must pray that as peers give this life and death issue the time and attention it deserves, that the many flaws in the bill will be further exposed and that it will not reach the statute book.
In a dark week for England and Wales, MPs also voted to further liberalise abortion law, despite pleas to protect unborn children and their mothers. MPs approved Labour backbencher Tonya Antoniadze's New Clause 1, an amendment to the government's crime and policing bill, by 379 votes to 137. If the bill becomes law, a woman will be allowed to kill her unborn baby at any stage of pregnancy without sanction. A number of MPs spoke against the move towards full decriminalisation of abortion. TUV's Jim Allister asked what the amendment proposed when it comes to the voiceless child, while Labour's Rachel Maskell urged MPs to consider the baby's safety as much as the woman's safety. The Institute's director, Kieran Kelly, described Parliament's decision as deplorable. An unbearably large number of babies, more than 10 million, have been killed in Britain since the passing of the 1967 Abortion Act. Now MPs have voted to ditch one of the few remaining safeguards protecting the unborn. They have done so with little or no regard for the welfare of expectant mothers. DIY abortions at home late in pregnancy dramatically increase the likelihood of complications endangering women's health. Universities have been told they must meet a very high bar before restricting free speech in new guidance from the Office for Students. The Higher Education Freedom of Speech Act, which the guidance relates to, will come into effect on the 1st of August and will require universities to promote freedom of speech or risk severe fines. The watchdog's director for freedom of speech and academic freedom, Arif Ahmed, explained the importance of students knowing that they can freely share lawful views and opinions and be prepared to hear a range of views as part of their studies. This includes things that they may find uncomfortable or shocking. Its chief executive reported the organisation is determined to ensure universities continue to be the essential places in society where academic freedom and free speech within the law are prized and given the utmost protection. And finally, the original Welsh translation of the Bible is on public display in Wales for the first time. In 1588, Bishop William Morgan completed a 10-year project of creating a standardised Welsh edition from the Hebrew and Greek texts. Nearly 1,000 Bibles were published for churches, but one of these was gifted to Westminster Abbey. This copy is now available to see at St David's Cathedral in Pembrokeshire until the 9th of July. Dr. Tony Trolls, head of Westminster Abbey's collection, said the Bible is in remarkably good condition. To explore these stories and much more, visit our website at christian.org.uk and be sure to subscribe and follow us across our social media channels. Thank you for watching and have a blessed weekend.